brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to this sud segment where we practice social distancing from Dave. We always stay at least 6 feet away from saying anything intelligent or intelligible.
Well, some of us anyway.
I did not write this. Someone else did.
And it was funnier when I wrote it.
Uh-huh, Foony. Yes.
Foony.
We'll talk about the how you put the show title up here at the top, you know, the script. Hey, welcome to this sud segment where everything good in life is worth discussing. I am Good Old Boy Mike. I'll be your host here today. Joining me here at the table at Radio Left is Good Old Boy Caperton.
Oh, hello. Hello there, Mike.
Yes.
I'm never first, so I'm like a little, yeah, I am to your left, though.
Yeah, I know. Welcome.
I always position myself to come in solid last.
Yeah.
I screwed up this time.
Caperton rhymes with summer of questionable decisions for sure. So joining us here at the table is good old gal Juliana.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. And across the table from me, the man of many buttons who shall be pushed is good old boy Dave.
I tell you, don't get no respect at all.
Well, yeah, that's because we don't even know what you're doing over there. Join us.
Pushing
you
buttons.
You don't need to know how the sausage
Put
is made,
Put Pornhub
buddy.
Down.
Just
for,
enjoy.
For free.
I will not.
Don't need to know how the sausage is
Sorry.
Made.
Sorry, I didn't mean to give a shout out to Pornhub there.
Sitting at Radio Rights Me is the only one at the table
this
that actually knows anything incredible about beer.
I could use some of that Pornhub
good
money.
Boy Kendall.
Yeah.
It is a pleasure to be here once again.
And he uses the word pleasure like repeatedly, like... Because I am absolutely going to be my
pleasure.
Again and again.
Trying to get that sponsor.
This has been our most Pornhub-centric episode yet.
Wow. You can feel a new sponsor coming on.
Feel free to sponsor us, Pornhub.
Today is another installment in our wildly successful Summer of Questionable Decisions series. Jeez. Good old boy Dave has acquired... Oh my gosh. Those words alone are just earth-shattering.
I've sourced...
A treasure gluten, trove.
Gluten-free beer.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. You're welcome, audience.
This is going to be harsh.
So we're actually going to try all of these. We were going to pair them with gluten-free foods, but we were going to try the cauliflower crust pizza.
We decided
to eat the box instead. Yeah. So it was just a lot. It was a lot tastier, wasn't it, Kendall?
It sure was. That cardboard was nice with the
good salty kind of
with the sauce and the mozzarella.
Yeah. It worked a lot better than the pizza for
it's
sure.
It's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. Well, before we're going to get into that horrible mistake, first, this sud segment is brought to you by.
You're a grown-up, so now it's time to act and drink like one. You want whiskey, but without all that alcohol. In comes Whiskey AF, the alcohol-free whiskey experience, made from artisanal rainwater hand-collected by Aborigines, then barrel-aged to give the look of bourbon without the burn. Oh whiskey God. AF, it's not the real thing, it's better.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Definitely should have been on this show for sure.
I like that voice. That was great.
I had to take a lozenge after that.
Yeah.
So listen, even if you don't like gluten-free beer and you've tried it in the past,
yes,
you should stick around for this conversation because
okay, if I have to,
you know, I think we're gonna talk about kind of what this is and what it isn't, and you know,
we'll make it fun at least.
I hope it'll be will better we? Than the cauliflower crust pizza. That's all I have to say.
Hey, it's good.
Anything is better than the way that Dave typed. This is how he typed the SOQD gluten-free with three
summer of questionable decisions.
So we actually have an acronym now.
Wow. I was like, what
SOQD,
is
like, gluten-free,
like some kind of super secret code. Beer.
And Mike's the one with the advanced degree.
Good job, buddy. How do you pronounce that, Dave?
Well, I'm Sakti.
Yeah. I'm overeducated and overpaid, so you have to pardon me.
Sakti.
All right, Dave, you're going to tell us all the background on gluten-free beers here today. I have $20. He's going to screw up at least three of these.
It is a huge little part of the.
Yes.
All right. This is from the source of all human knowledge, not Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Gluten-free beer is beer made from ingredients that do not contain gluten. There you go.
That's it.
So far, it's like an eighth grader has written this.
Awesome job, Dave. Thank you very much.
Such as millet. I don't know what that is. Rice. I've had it. Sorghum. Sometimes my gums are sore.
Molasses.
Buckwheat.
Okay.
And corn. We call it maize.
Maize. Our people.
People who have gluten intolerance, including celiac disease and dermatitis herpetiformis.
Whatever those people are.
Mike, you are such a herpetiformis. Suffers have a reaction to certain proteins in the grains commonly used to make beer, barley and wheat.
Yes.
It's just a inflammation. This is going to
get good. It's so about to get good. Come on, Mike.
The hordeen.
Yeah.
What's that, like the head of a whore school?
Yeah, it is.
Found in barley and the gladion found in wheat are types of gluten that can, I don't know.
Okay, you made that up. But
what?
I don't.
Gladden.
Gliadin.
Gliadin. Yeah, you know, gliadin.
Yeah.
And wheat are types of gluten that can trigger symptoms in sufferers of these diseases.
I am definitely triggered.
Beers brewed mainly from cereals such as millet, rice, sorghum, buckwheat.
Okay.
And corn, maize, which do not contain gluten, do not trigger an autoimmune response in celiacs. Some brewers brew with barley or rye and reduce the level of gluten to below 20 parts per million. In most countries, this technically classifies them as gluten-free beers. But in the United States,
are
classified as gluten-reduced.
Yeah.
You know what? Because we're demand weak. A little bit better.
We're weak. That's why, Dave.
Brewers who produce low-gluten beers are required to test every batch for gluten and record gluten levels in parts per million PPM. The first international gluten-free beer festival was held in February 2006 in Chesterfield, United Kingdom. As a joint enterprise between the Campaign for Real Ales, CAMRA, love those guys, coincidentally... This was also the last gluten-free beer festival. Okay, I made that part up. I'm sure they've had more.
What would be like the small talk at a gluten-free beer festival? Hey, how you doing?
And
How's your colitis?
How's your inflammation?
Yeah. And I think I get it now because you said there's PP in here.
Yeah.
Yes.
That explains.
I felt like crap for the last 3 days with crap. You know what I mean? Yes. What kind of small talk do you have at a gluten-free beer festival?
Yeah. Kind of talk about your.
Wow, the flavor was. Yeah. So
it's probably the same thing you over here in the supplement aisle at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Juliana, you're going to tell us what we're going to be tasting today in this flight.
Rein us in.
So I'm like totally like so stoked for this.
Wow.
So like these gluten-free beers, like. Seriously? That we will be tasting and discussing today.
Turning me on.
Or at least like tasting them. I don't know.
Easy fella.
Sorry.
I don't know how we're going to discuss this because this is like gag me.
Anyway. Now she's turning me on.
Wait a minute. Pornhub?
So like from Widmer Brothers Brewing in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. My God.
Now she got all Southern.
She did.
She's going Jersey.
She got a little Bell-esque there.
Yeah. They're like so, so Baldwin-y. Oh, they're just.
Wow. Alec or William?
Omission Brewing. Okay. Omission Brewing Company IPA from Dam, SA. Man, that's so fetch. We have a Dora Dam Lager from Two Brothers Artisan Brewing in Warrenville, Illinois. Oh, man, they have some bald ones, too.
I think she's artisan me.
They are the Prairie Path Golden Ale. And then from Glutenberg Craft Brewery in Quebec, Canada, we have a stout, a wad ale, and an American pale ale. I need some more gum now to chew.
Yeah, we need a lot of things to chew on.
I like all this going on here. This is like,
there's a lot happening.
There's a lot of body language going on here.
So an interesting lineup of six different gluten-free beers that we have for you today, both from the U.S. and Canada in this lineup.
And Spain.
Yes. So
a Canadian.
This is a global gluten-free show.
Which one is Canadian?
The three of them are Canadian.
What?
Didn't you hear me when I said the Glutenberg?
I was watching you. He was
like, it's the beer that doesn't know how to play hockey.
He was listening with his eyes.
Okay. Okay. So we got some Canadian. Okay.
Well, yep. You know, Canadians.
So, good old boy Kendall, would you read the sud rating today? But, I tell you what, I want you to think about it. You know, before we're warming up here for the break, you know, if you had to think about our sud rating in a gluten free kind of way, I mean, would that be difficult? Would that be hard? Do you think you would have to add some real beer in the process? And
I really think I need a few real beers first.
Yeah. We might have just stopped the ratings at 2. We discussed that.
Are you saying that that's the Canadian factor settling
in? Yeah,
in
especially
yeah. The exchange rate.
On our scale of 1 to 2.
On our scale of 1 to 2, the Canadian scale of sips.
You know what, guys?
Smokes.
You may try these beers and you'll be like, oh my God, I'm going gluten-free.
The t-shirt I'm currently wearing speaks to like opening your mind. So I should follow
in a Spanish kind of way.
What a preach. Well, it says your patootie will follow.
Hey, we'll be right back in just 1 minute.
Think of a movie. By instinct, the first movie that comes to your mind is probably one of your favorite movies, one that is meaningful to you in some way. Maybe you connected with the characters.
Much more relatable to me that a chick could survive and have the cat come with her.
Maybe the story enthralled you.
It is a beautiful, moving, haunting movie.
Or just maybe it made an emotional connection at just the right point in your life.
Just an all-around nice movie.
But, and this is the part that's hard to believe, there are people out there who have not seen this movie. I'm Rafe Telsch, and my podcast, Have Not Seen This, aims to fix that. Each episode, I talk with a guest who handpicks a movie for us to discuss. A movie that they find astonishing that people may not have seen.
Why haven't people seen this?
We talk about the movie.
Laura Dannon being able to compel Willow to be the best version of himself.
We talk about life.
And I lived with roommates and we did hard drugs.
So join me on Have Not Seen This. Episodes drop every Wednesday, wherever podcasts are found.
Hey, welcome back to Sip, Suds, and Smokes. On today's Suds episode, we are going through a flight of gluten-free global beers.
Yeah.
So here's the lineup of what we're doing here. So we have not tasted these beers in advance. We are tasting them live here at the same time with you. We're giving you all of our, you know, feedback here, just completely unencumbered. We have not tasted
real
these.
Real time.
I've tasted two of these beers previously in a different lifetime, you know.
None.
So,
and you admit that too?
We're going into this completely open-minded.
So, you know,
no prejudgments here.
I would say that, you know, the encounter that I've had with gluten-free beer, it's kind of interesting. I had a friend quite a long time ago. We were actually at
Blue Monk
Cafe in Buffalo that's no longer there, and the friend was with me, this amazing beer place that doesn't exist anymore.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, really fabulous. And so we're having all these great beers, and he's like, I can't enjoy regular beer. I can only enjoy gluten-free beer. And so he's having the Dura Dram, you know, that we actually have here. Yeah. And I just felt so bad the whole time. I was like, wow, man, you were just totally missing out, you know, on some great stuff. And so I had, you know, a taste of that at the point, and I was like, okay, I'll have the the Belgian strong ale. Not that.
Yeah. You weren't convinced.
I'll have literally any other beer.
Good old boy Tim, little known fact, good old boy Tim chased this unicorn for a while, tried to brew a delicious gluten-free beer.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I don't think he... It was expensive, actually.
Didn't marry that chick, did he?
But he used a lot of millet. Wow. I saw that listed here.
Millet.
Millet.
Yep.
It just sounds like something that's not good.
Big old grains.
Well, up first, the beer we're kicking off with is from Omission Brewing.
Mike, wait. Kendall has not done the
suds rating.
He was supposed to think about this during our break.
Kendall's doing it in a gluten-free manner. Thank you.
So, as we talk about these gluten-free beers, we'll be discussing and rating these beers with as little excitement as possible and these suds ratings with our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. That sucks. Give me anything but a gluten-free bud.
Yeah, remember that one.
Was that a gluten-free belch? Sounds like disappointment.
I think you've pre-tasted.
Ah, no. What a relief. They were all sold out of gluten-free beer.
This off as long as I can.
A body should really not make that sound. That gluten had me tootin'. Number 4. And 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another gluten-free Twinkie.
Hey, are Twinkies gluten-free?
No.
I bet you can find them now, honestly.
I want to walk into a convenience store and have somebody walk in and go, do you have any gluten-free Twinkies? I mean, you know, I want to watch that clerk go, we got all them Twinkies on now.
What if you had a rack of Twinkies at regular price, mm-hmm. and then you had a rack of gluten-free Twinkies
at like $7
at
a pair.
At a seriously reduced price, like
seriously reduced,
like 10 for a buck or something? Where do you go?
Depends on if you're from California or not.
I'd go for it, man.
Would you?
I'd get 10 of them, too. That's the problem with me.
I don't think you would taste any difference, because as you hit on earlier, there's nothing real in them.
There's nothing natural
in
there. Yeah. There wasn't any gluten in there to begin with.
You know, it has to come from the ground to have gluten. You know,
some chemical from West Virginia. Charleston, West Virginia. Yeah, right.
Monsanto.
I think they make Twinkies in a 3D printer.
That was one of those thoughts I had that I probably should have just kept to myself. But
well, back to the gluten-free beer at hand here. Up first is a beer from Omission Brewing. It's an IPA. Here's a quick description from them that they wish that I would probably not read. Omission IPA is a bold, hop-forward, Northwest-style IPA. Pacific Northwest hops give it a notable pine, citrus, and grapefruit aromas and flavors.
Yeah.
Please do not use the word flavor and gluten-free so quickly. The bitterness is what you would expect of a Northwest IPA. I have no idea what that means, but this beer is balanced and is smooth due to a perfect level of malt sweetness. The finish is crisp, clean, and refreshing. It's a true IPA lover's IPA without any of the gluten. 4.2% ABV, so you will not get hammered on this if you were to drink like 10 cases of it. All right, so we're tasting the Omission Brewing IPA.
That's an extremely low ABV for for an IPA.
It really
first
is.
First off, flavor's not bad.
It's not terrible.
No, it's not awful.
The hop flavor is pretty spot on. But it is. There's something missing.
There's a weird thing going on there.
It's not as bitter as I thought it would be.
Would we think it was weird if we didn't know, though?
Yes.
So
if somebody
I want these beers to be terrible.
If somebody said this is a Northwest IPA, you know, classic Oregon, Washington style, I'm like, this is a little off.
I might just think it's just like not great.
It's because
it's like lighter fluid there in the middle.
I think it says there's a malt sweetness, but there's not.
There's no malt sweetness.
There's
at
nothing
all.
To balance
there's nothing
the hops
there. No. No. And I think it's great that's going to be my catchphrase. If you're looking for a not great IPA.
So here's what I'll say.
Reach for
if
this.
If it came between this and one of those non-alcoholic beers we tried the other day.
What the hell fire's going on?
I would take this.
I would take this over, any of the Was that the non-alcoholic beers you were comparing these to?
Yeah, like I would take this over an NA beer.
I agree.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was the worst flight of beers I've ever had in my life.
So gluten-free beats alcohol-free when it comes to beer.
Well, we need to
based on a trend of one.
This isn't a horrible beer. I mean, if my doctor says you have to stop drinking gluten-free beer, I might just keep doing it and live with the consequences. But I could drink this if it was my only option.
What I would do is I would drink one really good regular beer and then drink two or three of these. Yeah.
So you're saying that this is basically a back?
This should not be your first beer of the day.
Well, okay. It's definitely our first beer. And wow, it's something in the middle of this that I just cannot get past.
They have omitted something.
You know other than gluten. You know what this is to me? So
it's just hop water.
As a home brewer, you know how like your second or third runnings and you're getting like caramel, but you're not getting anything else.
Yeah.
So it's like this hop astringency at first, and then I'm getting this like weird caramel water, and then I'm getting I don't know what at the end.
Can I have some non-alcoholic
good old gal Julie
beer
just nailed it
instead of this?
Yep.
Wow.
Really? Because those were the worst beers ever.
At least if you drink enough of this, it'll get you somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna say so far it's I'm not
I don't
totally
hate it.
Disgusted.
Yeah, I don't hate it, but there would be a lot of beers I would pick before this one.
Let's see our ratings.
This is so hard to rate because what are we comparing it to?
We're going to rate it on taste.
We're rating it on taste. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So our suds rating here for the Michigan Brewing IPA is going to be a 2.
A duh.
We tried, though.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That is probably the theme of this show. I tried. Next up, we're going international. We're going to have the Dura Dram Lager.
Dom.
Where are you getting the
R? I think it's Damn.
Lager.
This is a Damn Lager is what it is.
Gluten-free, less than 6 parts per million.
Now, this one, I will tell you, they used barley in this one.
But
Then they reduced the gluten.
This has 5.4% ABV. This has been around for quite a while. You know, like I mentioned earlier, this is probably one of the first gluten-free beers that I ran into that's been around. This is from Espanol, right?
This is very tolerable to me.
I don't like the way it smells, but it's not a terrible taste.
No. It's kind of like that classic European lager. You kind of know what it's going to taste like, and it kind of hits it.
There's a little sweetness.
Smells a little apple. Yeah.
Again, I'm going to say, guys, that there's like an like you guys are saying.
This is an after.
There's an absence here. Oh. Like there's a gap somewhere in here that's not. There's a box that's not checked.
This is sweet and malty. You know, it has definitely
a
floral component like malt. Yeah. You know, through this.
I like this one. Like I said,
it's better than the IPA.
This one's better than the other one.
Way better than the IPA.
This at least tastes like there was actual some.
And I think if you frame this as a European lager, kind of to Kendall's point, it falls more or less in line with what the style is.
Yeah.
This would be a beer that I would definitely hand to somebody, you know, that has celiac and, you know, they would say, yes, I'm sorry, Mike, there's nothing else here. And I would go, you should really have a vodka tonic or a gin and tonic.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're like, well, I don't know. I really want a beer. Okay, whatever, man.
If you must.
My friend, Tiny Boss, who is gluten intolerant, I will tell her, this is probably a good beer.
So far, who knows? Maybe
some of these
others may blow us away.
But so far, this is the best.
This is better.
Yep. So our our suds rating here for the Dura Dram is going to be a 3.
Damn,
we are already exceeding expectations.
Such a whiskey drinker.
Yeah, so, we got all the way up to 3 on that one.
I have to talk about my next plight of encounters of being ex-Amish. So I'm driving back from recently playing golf, and I just had another moment where I'm seeing a sign where it says, ex-Amish mattress warehouse.
Yep.
I'm like, what is going on here? I'm like,
some good deals in there.
I just don't understand how in the world that you could, continue to use this as a marketing tactic.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you prove that the mattress was Amish and now it's ex-Amish?
I'm in. They don't have
There's no electrical plugs in the mattress.
Okay. Yeah. I thought, well, maybe they're all like made out of hay.
No, hair. Hair.
Mm. Horse hair?
Hair. Horse hair.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever hair they've got laying around.
Well, I think what was even more confusing is there was two businesses that were side by side.
Yep.
And the other one that was beside it was a carpet warehouse. But it was not ex-Amish.
Okay.
So that's ex-Amish.
Got worried
mattress
there for a minute.
Warehouse.
Yeah. I was going to call BS on the carpet.
But the carpet is not ex-Amish.
Yeah.
How?
I know. These things are confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, do you walk in and go, do you have any like true Amish, mattresses?
No, I'm just going to go in there and ask for their finest ex-Amish mattress that they have. An ex-pillow top. They shave that pillow right off the top with like a scythe, one of those big.
When you hop on the mattress, does it go, welcome Eli to your mattress?
So did them.
So wait a second. So like you've got like naturally sourced, fibers and things like that, right?
Hair.
So if it's.
How do you prove that those were like natural or even ex-Amish?
And so.
Well, the beauty of America, Mike, is you don't have to prove anything.
Hold on a second. So like
this. You offer a dangerous product at a reasonable price.
To be bad. Yeah.
What were you saying, baby?
Well, so, like, if the stitching is bad, does that mean that it's made by an Amish because they don't have electricity, so they can't do good stitching?
Or
so
maybe
it's
not, they are ex-Amish.
Maybe they got kicked out of being Amish because they couldn't sew.
This is a crooked stitcher. Exactly. I'm with you, Dave.
I'm so confused.
This is easy to figure out.
I'm sorry, Caroline. You cannot be part of the order anymore. Your stitching is horrible.
Are the mattresses,
you are now ex-Amish.
Are the mattresses formerly Amish or the people who make and sell the mattresses formerly Amish?
Yes.
Are there springs in these mattresses?
These are questions. That's what I'm telling you.
Nothing more Amish than a spring. That is
really?
That is like, it's like a motor. It's like a car without an engine.
So, right?
But how do you put a spring in if you don't have electricity?
Well, it's an ancient art.
Well, what did they make mattresses out of before they had electricity?
Hair.
Well, so is that where all their mustaches went?
Hair, yes.
Oh.
That's what's in the mattress.
All wait, in there. So the hair makes it fluffy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Gosh. Wait, of course. How many Amish mustaches
use
does
Amish
it take
conditioner.
To fill one
it's the
mattress?
Best. It's the best, don't you know?
You know, it does make sense, though, because if the Amish are known for anything, it's their sleeping.
Yeah, that's
true. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, that's
lazy
exactly.
Amish.
I'm sorry. What was I thinking?
Well,
I'm
you're
so
ex
sorry.
Amish. What are you known
I'm so
for?
Sorry.
Laziness.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Late to bed, yeah. Early to rise.
I'm not talking
rise
about what you're known for if you're Amish. It's like if you're ex Amish. It
took Eli a week to build that
is
barn.
Is better? You know, is that better than Amish?
So, do they
mattresses?
Have mattress raisings?
Get it?
Like, like they sit around and.
Lazy.
Come on, Ezekiel, we're going to raise a mattress.
There we go. All right, so listen, I
that
will.
Was weird.
We will have a link to the ex Amish mattress warehouse in our show notes.
Sponsored by
check
ex-Amish
it out.
Mattress warehouse.
I just where I'm
do the
dying
Amish
to know
stand
what
on
you
gluten,
guys
I wonder.
Think about this. So, and are the people that are selling ex Amish eggs, are they in the same alignment? Is there like an ex-Amish order?
Wait a second. Are you trying to tell me that these chickens are now like on these mattresses?
I don't know. Are the ex-Amish chicken
hello.
People and the mattress people
feathers
they,
and hair?
Are so they once are they working at it together?
Once the chickens stop laying, they pluck them, put their feathers in the mattress.
I mean, this is not rocket science.
Hair.
It's ex-Amish mattress.
The
making.
Next thing you'll see down the road is an ex-Amish barbecue joint with.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait
finally,
a
we get to them. If we can get to the ex-Amish pigs, everything will be okay.
Yeah. I'm interested in this.
Wow.
I want to be on that episode.
Ex-Amish chicken fried chicken.
Ex-Amish ribs.
There you go.
But how are you going to fry? You don't have electric.
You can cook over an open fire. You just have to don't make
like
sure
our
oil doesn't.
Like our ex-Amish
forefathers. Yeah.
How do you think George Washington had fried chicken?
Rub those sticks, baby.
Yeah.
You don't remember that, do you?
Yeah, you didn't study up in history class, yeah. I guess.
Whatever. Yeah. We'll
this
save
country
you.
Was
when
built.
Sorry.
When the grid goes down, we'll save you.
Okay,
we'll
sorry.
Make your mattress.
I grew up with Quakers.
Oh,
not that's the same thing.
So
no, 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 that's not the same thing.
So in Pennsylvania, they have ex-Quaker eggs and ex-Quaker mattress.
Hey, so listen, if you run across any interesting elements of ex-Amish marketing, we've had ex-Amish housekeeping, ex-Amish handyman, we've had ex-Amish chickens, and now we have ex-Amish mattress warehouse.
Yep.
So if you're not keeping track of the past moments, you know, send us a picture of that sign, or if you know a little bit about the business, just chime in. You know, I really am trying to get through the mystery of what is the cachet around being ex-Amish.
Ex-Amish goat repair.
By the way, we are the best ex-Amish, you know, podcast and radio show on the planet. So
ex-Amish kudzu removal.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, mm-hmm. Let's get back to beer.
Could we?
Or the lack thereof. It's gluten-free, and the next beer up is from Two Brothers. It's called the Prairie Path Golden Ale. Here's the description. It's crafted to remove gluten, but not flavor. It has a light color. Please stop laughing.
And a complex, this is some of the toughest marketing on the planet.
And a complex malt character that is paired with Saaz and Golding hops. The ABV on this is 5.1%. Please stop laughing.
It tastes like a golden ale.
It tastes like a golden ale.
It really, I mean, I think this is good beer.
This is a weird trajectory.
Decent beer.
It's a real brewery.
We've had Two Brothers.
But this is Two Brothers brew, like, you know, beer.
Yeah.
And then they make this.
It's decent.
This is not bad, though.
If this is your only option, if you're celiac, you can put away a few of these.
This is better than that damn lager.
Like for, you know, like for an American kind of brewery, it's like not bad.
It actually is pretty well rounded.
Yeah.
This does not suck.
No, not bad at all.
No. That's surprising. Mm. Well, not
because they're
Baldwins. Of all of these, to be honest with you, since it's the only thing that I recognized, I was curious about it. Mm. I like the name, too.
Hey, we'll be right back in just 1 minute. It's not just the
destination. Remember the first time you held a controller? That first cartridge you blew into so you could get that stinking game to work. What about your first comic you read? The first time you saw Star Wars? Years and years and years ago. Now you're an adult, working full-time to provide for you and your family. But even after all of your hard work, you still make it your quest to spend time with your kids, hoping they find even the slightest interest in some of the things that you had grown up loving. Video games, movies, comics, My Little Ponies. Join me, Kyle Federline, every Wednesday morning on my quest as I discuss with guests what it's like to raise a kid and watch them take after some of our own interests as kids, or have no interest at all in the things that we had grown up loving. This is Parent Quest. Head on over to Anchor and ask me your questions, leave me a voice message, and follow me on Twitter at ParentQuestPod, Instagram and Facebook at ParentQuest.
Hey, welcome back to, that is an understatement. Welcome back to Sip Suds and Smokes. On today's Suds episode, we're discussing the lack of gluten in gluten-free beer.
It's just an old crapper tank, people.
Yeah, pretty much. We were having a discussion about the Two Brothers Prairie Path Golden Ale prior to the break, and we were just talking about it's just a good, solid beer.
It's a decent beer.
Yeah. I don't know that I would call it a great golden ale, but,
it's a good golden ale.
Yeah.
If you put it in a flight of golden ales, I think it would probably be middle of the road.
Yeah, fall right in the middle.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know it was gluten-free.
Right.
This just has a very mild, beginning, middle, and finish on it. There's really nothing, amazing going on here. You know, it's just...
They're not revealing any secrets.
Pretty much just tastes like beer, but anyway, our suds rating here for our suds rating for the Two Brothers Prairie Path Golden Ale is going to be a three.
I'm going to throw this in. This is an observation that if I don't say it now, I may forget it. But that is that so far these beers that have removed the gluten, quote unquote,
yeah,
seem to be a little bit better than the ones that are using the grains.
Alternate grains. Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to hold up. I'm awfully curious here.
Yeah.
Well, we got three more beers here to go through with the Glutenberg Craft Brewery, and there's three different styles. Up first is going to be the American Pale Ale. Here's their quick description. The hoppy one, most likely the first gluten-free beer in the world.
What?
That presents such a hop character. Oh. Our American Pale Ale is a true flagship of the Glutenberg beers. Its citrus and caramel notes, coupled with mild bitter finish, come together in a perfect harmony. It's available year-round. It's 5.5%, and the IBUs off this is 50.
They make it sound awfully sexy.
It tastes like...
It's just the way I read the script that it sounds sexy.
Oh. So,
yeah. I could.
I don't usually spit things out.
Well, I mean, you got to draw them in somehow.
If you use it with a little bit of personal lube, it's good.
Stop. I'm sorry.
My stomach's already
turning. I'm going to take my mask off.
Is this an ex-Amish APA?
There's something weird about this one.
Yeah, there's something weird.
It almost tastes like apple cider or something.
Yeah.
It has a bitter, fruity overtone to it.
Mm-hmm. It's like a really fruity.
Like you smell. Bit into the core of an apple, and you're like, "This something is wrong here." And there was a worm in
it.
In
it, yeah.
Yeah. This
is too sweet.
This is neither a good beer nor a great APA.
Which is crazy. It's that sweet with 50 IBUs.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Well, really. Remember, though, those are Canadian IBUs.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the conversion factor.
So it's really like Canadian? 14.
Yes.
Oh, we're about to have some fun.
I thought it was like
banned once again.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They're like two-thirds American IBUs.
Yeah. Well, like Canadians are like two-thirds Americans. Yeah. You know, so.
Exactly.
Except for the hockey players.
Do they have ex-Amish in Canada? You know, maybe that would kick things up if they had the ex-Amish make gluten-free beers.
They've got Mennonites. I know that.
No, I don't care for this.
Yeah, this is...
There's something...
Yeah, there's something weird.
The fruity, bitter, weird. It's not a... It's not a... No. It's not a delicious beer.
No. Mm. If somebody was used to APAs, this is...
Yeah, it's an insult.
Right, yeah.
Well, this is like this is what happens when a foreign country... tries to brew like an American something, you know.
Stick to hockey, guys.
Yeah, brew
hockey
Canadian.
And lager.
Don't just stick American in front of your name of your friggin' beer. All right,
send us Labatt's, not this.
Molson Triple X.
Silliness.
Huge step forward.
Molson Triple X. I got Moose stories
brought
about
to you
that.
By
Moose anyways.
Molson Triple X. What's going to be your rating here on this?
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. So our suds rating here for the Glutenberg Craft Brewery American Pale Ale is going to be a 1.
Wow. Not Glutenberg, really a burp.
More like Putinberg.
Yep.
That definitely was not working, for sure. Next up from
I'd rather just have gas.
Next up from the Glutenberg Craft Brewery is going to be their White Ale. The Blanche is a completely unique interpretation of classic style of Belgian inspiration. We'll see.
This is going to hurt.
You know what? Please. You know what, though?
Do not interrupt this really excellent marketing copy.
It's long,
traditionally
too.
Brewed with wheat. I will read quickly. Glutenberg renewed the style entirely to put forward a 100% gluten-free and wheat-free beer.
God.
That is a white ale.
Good. How do you make a white ale without wheat?
What a bad idea.
A tour de force of which only we hold the recipe. The Glutenberg's white distinction lies in the quinoa and...
Okay, just stop.
An amaranth, really?
Amaranth composition, which, the grain of the
gods. Julie's into it now.
What's amaranth? Which,
it's called grain of the gods, which endows it to be noticeably kind of grainy stuff. Profile, enduring a steady mouthfeel. Wow, I don't even use those words in one sentence. Steady mouthfeel. Soft and refreshing, but hints of coriander and curacao.
How do you say curacao? Like...
And white
just say
is
orange.
Oh my gosh, the perfect nectar to quench your thirst. It's available year round. So is the crap in this marketing shtick, and its ABV of 5%. Wow.
So I don't hate this beer.
Okay. Really?
Any more than I hate most white ales.
I hate you for not hating it.
Well, but here's the thing, though.
Oh, you don't really like white
it's
ales.
Got the,
it's got quinoa.
It's got the coriander.
Way too much coriander.
Yeah. It's got the coriander. It's got the like the kind of banana clovey.
This is like hot yeast water
profile. It does have the yeast profile.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have
way too much
coriander. Does this come with a straw? Yeah.
It doesn't have the good things that wheat brings to a white ale.
Correct.
And that's
correct. There's no body in this beer at all. No. It is just completely just lifeless.
I'm not drinking anymore.
You know,
of that.
It needs to be in a juice box.
I love that.
I kind of agree with Dave. I think it's a.
But here's
it's decent. I mean, it's got all the flavors I want in a whip.
You guys are just getting that yeast.
Here's the thing, though. If you look at the American Pale Ale and you compare it to other American Pale Ales, it's garbage.
It's too much coriander, man. It's way. Right. It's,
but a lot of wits have too much coriander. We were actually talking about that in the last show.
Yes, I guess.
If you compare this wit to most other wits, like macro wits and stuff,
I think it'd be middle of the pack.
Shock Top or whatever.
It's better. No.
It's kind of on par with them.
I hope not.
Okay, but let me ask you this. So as a gluten-free beer, it's missing the wheat.
Yep.
I feel like they need the wheat to balance it out.
Well, here's my
thing. This is just very one-dimensional.
I agree with you, but here's what I'm saying is if I drank a lot of Blue Moon or Shock Top and then I found out I was sick all the time because I was drinking gluten and I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I could switch to this way easier than if I drank APAs and IPAs all the time.
Okay.
I
and could had switch to switch. To that. Okay. All right. Okay. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
That's a really small part of the Venn diagram. Yeah,
I'm just saying. It's there.
It's a really small sliver there.
I'm totally with Dave on this.
The one half of the 1% of me making this works.
I get it. You guys like that yeastiness.
Yeah. It's got those flavors I want. But
there's no orange.
It's insulting.
I don't taste any orange, do you?
No, it's like hot water.
I wish they would make a beer that's just a gluten-free beer, not really molded after a style.
Yeah.
Wow. Right? Like this is an APA, this is a
we got a different opinion on this. We do.
All right. Our Sedge rating here for the white ale is going to be a 2.
Under protest.
Right. Yeah.
Kendall and I gave it a 3 as far as a wit beer goes,
it sucked.
A witless wit beer, it's not horrible. And it's a better alternative for wit beer lovers than
it's about to get really interesting
APA.
Here.
And let me just say this.
Generally speaking, I do not concur.
My general opinion is if you're a gluten-free person, drink cider.
There you go.
Kombucha. Or gin and tonic. Kombucha. Or vodka tonic.
Or
Amari. Drink, or a thousand other things.
Drink some Moochie.
You know?
Go liquor. You know?
Drink
you
get my buddy Pete down in really Alabama. Drink whiskey. His kombucha.
Become a wine Scotch. Person. You know?
Yeah.
Be a wino. But if you are wanting to hang out with beer people and go to beer places and drink beer.
And have us make fun of you.
I'd go this wit beer way before I'd go the APA.
I'd just make new friends.
Yeah.
I'd make gluten-free. I'd hang with my people.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking over my glasses in a very Canadian kind of way and at you if you order one of these in front of me.
Wow.
All right, so the last beer we're going to have from the Glutenberg Craft Brewery is a stout. Geez. Good luck. The Glutenberg Stout stands for its opaque black color, really, and powerful scents of cocoa and roasted malts. Robust notes of espresso coffee, dark chocolate, and ripe dark malt fruit.
Already you are going to get on my nerves.
I don't know.
No,
but in a Canadian kind of way. So give it a pleasant...
smells
I'm
good. It
I'm
does
sorry.
Smell yeah, good. Smells, I haven't tasted it yet. It
smells very good.
It now does. We've moved from, what was the
I
other
mouthfeel? I was ready
feel?
To
Steady
despise
mouthfeel
this.
To a pleasant mouthfeel.
Smells better than it tastes.
Okay. That will not Jeez. Leave stout lovers indifferent.
I'm putting it off as long as I can.
Yep. So,
you know what? This right, one angers go. Me because
the ABV on this is 5%. God help us if we like this beer.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dave. There's, I don't know.
It's all there with the aroma. It is all there.
It's a weird, exactly that's a weird, what you want
a stout.
There's
to
a
smell
weird
like.
Aftertaste, but I generally I like this better.
You can definitely
I'm going against you guys.
You can smell roasted malt.
There's some coffee.
It actually smells kind of sweet. You know.
You know, second sip.
Well, it is sweet from the buckwheat.
Oh, that's right. This is the buckwheat beer.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is like
makes me want to ride a horse.
Wow, okay.
Round up the doggies.
What is that?
You know what?
Something about buckwheat.
It's not bad.
Westerns.
Okay.
It's not bad.
You drink a little bit more of it.
Yeah.
You got to reset your expectations.
You have to reset your palate.
It's not great.
Yeah, exactly what you said. Yeah.
So.
Like all that stuff you said about the white.
I know what this tastes
like. Whatever.
So I recently ran across.
Rewind and play that stuff back.
I ran across a porter in my cellar that I left there. It'd been there for like 13 years.
Okay. Wow. I got a bottle of Sue that I found in my cleaning that's about 7 years old. Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to say where this was from, but anyway, it was a porter.
Yep.
I was like 13 years old.
Yep.
And it was just,
Tanner bottle.
It was a bottle.
Oh, yep. That's a bad,
I opened it up and it tasted just a whole lot better than this. So,
okay.
It was watery. It had a lot of roast to it. You know, the aroma was there, but it was fleeting. It tasted like it had been blended with water.
A little oxidation
and,
or something, I would imagine.
Yeah, plenty probably. Of oxidation. It kind of, it was a dead ringer for something that was even better than this.
So here's the thing, though, man. It's like we're coming at this.
The more I drink it, the less I like it.
We're coming at this from the perspective of people who can drink this and then go right back to drinking normal beer.
I would rather have a White Russian than have this.
Yeah, that's you're right. I get what you're
again,
saying.
I agree, but. If you're hooked on, I want to have a beer and I want to hang out and drink beer, but I don't want my bowels to explode or whatever happens, then
you're missing the point.
So what I want to know is what if you use this as a base for a gluten-free pastry stout and throw in some marshmallows and gluten-free brownies?
Oh, Lord. That is like a bad idea stacked on top of a bad
Please
idea.
Please edit that out so that it doesn't become a reality.
No, it's
pastry
we
stout.
Know the brewery where that would be made.
This would okay. So again, I think though
I can't agree with Dave.
Compared to real APAs, decent. You know, the APA is not going to happen. But compared to real stouts, this is a little bit closer.
I think it is
a little bit.
So just bear in mind that there's buckwheat in here. Okay, and
yeehaw.
You say yeehaw, but like in Pennsylvania. We get a lot of buckwheat honey.
Okay.
Which is a super dark, like almost molasses-y honey.
Yeah.
So if you...
What kind of honey is it?
It's a molasses-y kind of
molasses.
But it's called assy. What?
Assy. It's buckwheat honey.
It's an assy honey.
There's some in the kitchen that you probably
Ooh,
have
you're
had
number one
before.
Again, Dave.
Yeah. You're not getting any.
But anyway, but there's that certain sweetness that you're getting from here that's a little bit off from what a stout would be.
Well, a sweet stout. I mean, you know, but that's...
I'm okay with this one.
It's not terrible.
No.
Yeah.
I think for Gutenberg, this is probably the best of the bunch.
I'm going with this.
Of the really? Flight?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Our sud rating here for the... stout from Gutenberg Craft Brewery is going to be a 3.
Yeah. Of the flight, I think this is my favorite. It's actually got some flavor.
If they serve this as you walk into the ex-Amish mattress showroom, I think that this would make me want to run out.
I think this would make you buy the California King.
I'd also be remiss if I didn't use one of my favorite zingers, and that is being the best gluten-free beer is like being the thinnest kid at fat camp or something. You know, it's like not really a big victory.
The prettiest waitress at Waffle House.
So you know, I was one of the kids who could see the best at blind camp. Does that count?
So you had this flight now, and you're sitting with somebody that has celiac disease.
Yeah, do you tell them
to go and have one of these beers, or you're like, maybe you should have a White Russian?
I'd have them have the two brothers.
The dram. Oh, the two
or the dam, which you keep calling dram.
Okay.
Yeah, the Dom Lager or the two brothers.
Yeah. Those were the picks.
I think it depends on the kind of beer they drank before they, you know, had to get away from gluten.
I'm going to generalize and say if they don't do gluten, they're not going
to. I'd still ask them to try a cider.
Maybe.
You know.
I agree with Dave.
Try the cider first.
Yeah, that's
just.
That's,
Oh, yeah. Or a mead.
Skip beer.
A cider, a mead.
Oh. It's not for you, bro.
A lot of other choices.
Seriously hard
beer.
Liquor.
Yeah, really yeah. bad beer.
Yeah. But if beer's what they got, yeah, some of these sure. might work for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Kendall, what would you do?
I could drink these if I wanted beer. I mean, I thought the Glutenbergs are pretty decent.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna have to check your tattoos.
That white,
I was,
I did not like the
it
white.
It went better than I thought it would.
Yeah, this was way better than a non-alcoholic
that
show.
Could be the title of this show.
Correct. Yeah, there you go. There's a silver lining.
Yeah.
Better than non-alcohol.
Well, we hope you really enjoyed this riveting discussion here on gluten-free beers on this episode, our suds episode. Hey, guess what? Congratulations. You actually found us. And we're going to be right back here where you found this episode, as well as on radio, satellite, online at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Spotify, and nearly any place that you can find a podcast. The easiest way to find this show is talk to any of the chicks on any of your devices, Alexa, Siri, Google, or Aunt Martha.
Yep.
Play podcast, Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
I had a gluten-free beer made with pod beans one time. It was pretty good.
God, stop it. Juliana, you're
yeah, there's girl. That. Okay. We love your feedback. Sorry, I was trying to catch up.
Yeah, she was.
And you
she
can reach us gagging. Online.
She was gagging.
Yeah. info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out like gluten-free water on our Twitter and Instagram accounts every day at @sipsudsmoke. And our Facebook page is always buzzing like a friggin' bee.
Please take the time to rate this episode more highly than we rated the gluten-free beers if you're listening online.
Now, Kendall, on your blog, will you actually talk about gluten-free beers?
I have never talked about gluten-free beers. Yeah, good luck with that one.
Kendall, what's your blog?
Beermakes3.com.
Real quick, Juliana.
I feel bad for people with celiac disease.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, come back. Join us for another episode. Keep on sipping, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.